Thompson.
And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The health of Pope Emeritus Benedict the 16th has worsened due to his age, and doctors are constantly monitoring the 95-year-old's condition, the Vatican said Wednesday. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Vatican spokesperson Matteo Bruni said Pope Francis, who asked the faithful earlier Wednesday to pray for Benedict, went to visit his predecessor in the monastery on Vatican grounds where the retired pontiff has lived since retiring in February 2013. At the end of his customary Wednesday audience with the public in a Vatican auditorium, Francis departed from his prepared remarks to say that Benedict is very sick and asked the faithful to pray for the retired pontiff. Francis did not elaborate on the condition of Benedict. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has presented unspecified goals to further bolster his military power next year at a meeting of the nation's political officials. Kim's comments, reported by state media Wednesday, indicate he'll continue provocative weapons tests after a record run of missile launches this year. Ukraine has brought 1,400 drones, mainly for reconnaissance, and plans to develop combat models that can attack the exploding drones Russia has used during its invasion of the country. AP correspondent Karen Chamis has more.
Ukraine's Minister of Digital Transformation and Vice Prime Minister Mykhailo Fedorov told the AP that technology is changing the way nations go to war. Ukraine has purchased drones like the FlyEye, a small unmanned aerial vehicle used for intelligence, battlefield surveillance, and reconnaissance. Fedorov said the next step would be to move to strike drones that, he said, would fly up to 10 kilometers and hit targets. Russian authorities have alleged several Ukrainian drone strikes on its military bases in recent weeks.
This is VOA News. Military police, along with state patrols, will keep people from driving in parts of the western U.S. state of New York, where more than 30 died in what's being called the worst snowstorm the region has ever seen. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Erie County reports most of those deaths in Buffalo. Executive Mark Poloncarz says too many people are ignoring the driving ban in Buffalo, making it difficult, if not impossible, for emergency vehicles.
People are trying to drive around in little Honda Civics.
Poloncarz says at the height of the storm, when snow was 4 feet and drifts were even higher, emergency crews could not reach some in need. There were resulting deaths, many found in cars and snowbanks. Meanwhile, President Biden has approved an emergency declaration, clearing the way for federal disaster funding. Julie Walker, New York.
Meanwhile, Southwest Airlines says it will be another few days before its flight schedule returns to normal. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The airline canceled thousands of flights during the massive winter storm, wrecking travel plans and the holidays for numerous stranded travelers. Southwest Airlines CEO Tom Jordan issued a statement saying because of the bitter cold, there was no choice but to scrap many flights.
With our large fleet of airplanes and flight crews out of position in dozens of locations, and after days of trying to operate as much of our full schedule across the busy holiday weekend, we reached a decision point to significantly reduce our flying to catch up.
Jordan says Southwest will continue to fly a reduced schedule for a few days in hopes of returning to normal operations before next week. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. Supreme Court is keeping pandemic-era limits on immigration in place indefinitely. The case will be argued in February, and the stay will be maintained until a decision is made. The limits are often referred to as Title 42. It turns away most people who request asylum at the border on grounds of preventing spread of the coronavirus. Immigration advocates sued to end the policy, saying it goes against American and international obligations to people who want to come to the U.S. to escape persecution. Israel's largest medical center and healthcare workers from hospitals around the country have spoken out against remarks by allies of Benjamin Netanyahu, calling for a law to allow discrimination against LGBTQ people in hospitals and businesses. It's part of a broader blowback by Israeli companies and the civil society against remarks made this week by religious Zionism politicians calling for legal discrimination against LGBTQ people. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA.